out with God, right? And when he came back, people were scared of Moses because his face was glowing. I mean, he was shining. And the reason why he was shining is he had been with God. And it's kind of like joy. When we spend time with God, we are filled up with joy. The more time we spend with God, the more he can fill us up with that. Now, there's a difference between joy and happiness. And Psalm 16:11 says, you will fill me with joy when I am with you. And so when we are with God, he will fill us up with joy. So what was the last time? When was the last time, or what was it that made you happy? Something that you did, something that you got. You can raise your hand or you can speak out. Yeah.
Yesterday?
You got a Hot Wheels track? Okay. And that made you happy. You were excited. You got home and you put it together. What about this morning? Yeah? What about it? And doing the drama, reenacting Jesus' birth, brought you happiness. You were excited. Okay. Who can share a story of something that's made you sad? Yeah? Your cat went missing. Oh, no. Did you find her? Oh, man, that would make you sad. I can feel your pain. We had a lost dog last year. Yes. What made you sad? Yeah, you said the same thing. Our dog died. Well, this, I want you to help me with this. This is a smiley face. Oh, you said it. Yeah, smiley face. And this is a sad face, right? So you got to turn it over when you're sad and turn it up when you're happy, okay? Okay, so I'm going to give you some scenarios. So who knows what a scenario is? Okay. So it's Christmas and you got a new toy that you've been wanting for months, right? Smiley face, right? Okay. The new toy broke, right? Okay. It's the first day of Christmas vacation, right? Yeah? You what? You don't know the rest of the story. The Christmas vacation. Your dog ran away, or cat, and you don't know if you can find him, right? You get to play in the snow today. Maybe you're going to go over to Bend and play in the snow, right? Or your team lost the big game today. I heard. So, what made your smile turn to a frown? It depended on what happened, right? And if you think about the word happened and the word happy, they kind of have the same sound, right? H-A-P-P, happened, happy. And so the difference between happiness and joy, there's something specific I want to tell you in a minute, but anybody can tell me what the difference is? Do you know? No? Okay. I just told you a little bit, but happiness depends on what happens to us. And happiness is great, but it can leave us as soon as we're happy, it can leave us the moment afterwards, right? Or we can be happy and then something sad happens and then we're not happy anymore, right? And so whatever happens is kind of up and down, right? And so joy is actually a smile, not a frown, but a smile on our hearts. even when we're sad up here, right, we can be smiling in our hearts because God is the one that gives us. So I want you to do this. Put this on your heart. Okay. And I'm going to say another scenarios again. Okay. God is good. Right? All the time. It's a smile. God promises to always be with you. Always. God is in control of all things, and He will only allow what is best for you. God promises amazing things for His children. Love, peace, power, eternal life with Him. It may not happen on this earth, but with Him it will. God never changes. Never. And then the last one is God always keeps His promises. Your joy never turned to a frown, right? I didn't see you guys frown. Good. So, do you see how these things are forever? These are spiritual truths that don't change when you lose a ball game or when your toy breaks. These are forever truths of God. That story that you played up here, that is a story of a truth that will be for eternity. And that brings us joy. And so when we know God, when we know these truths, and that will mean that our joy will never fade away. Joy is one of the fruits of God. Love, joy, peace, patience, right? And that comes from God's Spirit. And so remember that God's Spirit lives inside of everyone who believes in Jesus. In Acts 13:52, it says, "And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit." Sometimes we are sad on the outside, right? Things break. We lose things. People are hurt. People pass away. There are a lot of bad things in this world. But we can still have joy because God's Spirit of joy fills our hearts. Will you guys pray with me? Can you pray? Lord, thank you for the joy that you give us through Jesus Christ. That we can have life, that we can be freed from sin, that we can have eternal life. We thank you for that joy. And so as Romans 15:13 says, may the God of peace, or may the God of hope, fill us with joy and peace. And so I ask, Lord, that you would fill us all with your joy this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. It's about joy, because what today is joy, right? And it says, after Adam and Eve disobeyed God, joy was lost. God expelled them from their garden home to prevent something worse from happening. If they had eaten from the tree of life after eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they would have lived forever in misery. Life outside the garden was not easy. Adam and Eve had to work hard for their food. The reality of death was everywhere. And animals preyed on one another. Even worse, the couple's firstborn son murdered his younger brother. What could be worse? Sin had pierced their lives, and the couple could not stop joy from draining out. But God had a plan to restore joy. Joy was lost in the garden when death came, but joy returned through birth. The birth of God's own Son. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. Where is that? That's in Luke 2:10. Jesus grew up to heal the sick, give sight to the blind, and raise the dead. But this was just a taste of things to come. God entered our world, experienced our sorrow, and was conquered death, giving us hope that He will keep His promise till the end, pain, eliminate sorrow, and death. No wonder Christmas is the season of joy, because Jesus is the reason for the season, right? Have you felt the joy of the shepherds who were first to behold the sight of the Holy Child of Mary? Joy of Christmas is Jesus. And this morning I want to end with a song that we know very well, but it pierces our soul, it pierces our heart, because it talks about that joy. And what is really cool and what is neat to see what God is doing is in the limelight, God is moving in people's hearts. Faith Hill, a few years back, I don't know her testimony by detail, but I know that she knows the Lord, because she put a CD together that exemplifies God's glory. And she ends with this song: "Joy to the world, the Lord has come." Let's watch. Heaven and nature sing, joy to the world. Would you stand with me for the benediction? I love this verse. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Christmas is what it's all about: hope, joy, love, peace. Not because of what life throws at us, because life throws some really cruddy things, But what God did for us, that He brought life and light and hope and peace into this mess, and we can rejoice in the midst of pain. So, let's rejoice.